Today, we will be reading Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. Before we begin reading, let's pray. Father God, Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts today. Lord, I thank you that you long to speak to us, that you want us to know you. Lord, I thank you that you reveal your will to us through your word. So, Lord, I pray that today, as we read, that you would speak to our hearts. Open our hearts and draw us closer to you. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew 20, 1 through 16. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for a day and sent them into his vineyard. About 9 in the morning, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace, doing nothing. He told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. He went out again about noon, and about 3 in the afternoon did the same thing. About 5 in the afternoon, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day long, doing nothing?" "Because no one hired us," they answered. He said to them, "You also go and work in my vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first." The workers who were hired about 5 in the afternoon came, and each received a denarius. So, when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. "These who were hired last worked only 1 hour," they said, "and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them, "I am not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So, the last will be first, and the first will be last. In today's reading, we see the parable of the workers in the vineyard, and Jesus tells a story about a vineyard owner who hires people to work in his fields. And so he goes out and early in the morning hires laborers. They come, and they begin to work. And he tells them, "I'm going to pay you this much, a denarius. That would be a fair wage for the day." Well, then, later on, he goes out and he sees more people. And he says, "Why aren't you working?" And he says, "Come, work." And finally, late in the afternoon, he goes out and there are still people in the marketplace hanging around. They haven't been hired by anybody. And he says, "Come, work, I'll pay you." And so they come and they work for about an hour. And he ends up paying all of them the same. And so at the end, the people who had worked all day are very angry. They say, "We worked very hard. We worked all day. And you gave them that only worked an hour the same as us. That's not fair." And so the master says, "Are you jealous? I paid you what I agreed to pay you. At the beginning of the day, I said I was going to pay you a denarius, and that's what you got. Why are you angry?" And so I think there are several things that we can learn and see here. First, we can see and remember that God is fair, but in a different way. We are often tend to be jealous of others. I look at what God has given to others. I look at what God does in others' lives, and I say, "It's not fair. I'm doing work. I'm working hard. I'm trying to serve God. I'm trying to do what's right. Why is he giving that person the same as me or more than me? It's not fair. Well, our human concepts of fairness don't really apply to God's kingdom. God is the one who chooses what to give and how to give it. He is the one who has the right to choose how he rewards people. And even though we may look and say, oh, they're getting more than I am, well, that's God's prerogative. That's his choice. He has the right to choose to do what he wants to do, and that is fair, because he is the one who has the right and authority to make that decision. We need to not be jealous of what God does for others, but be thankful for the many wonderful things that he does for us. We need to be thankful for what he has given to us. Another thing that I see here is encouraging, especially when I think about people late in their life who are just coming to Christ. The kingdom of heaven isn't limited only to certain people. We cannot say that someone who is old is left out. Someone who is almost at the end of their life, they can also come to Jesus and say, Lord, forgive me. I have sinned. And God will welcome them into his kingdom the same as he does a child who says, Lord, forgive me, I have sinned. Just as he would welcome a young person, a child who comes to him and say, Lord, forgive me, I have sinned. And then that person lives their entire life serving God, working for God, doing what God says. That person is welcomed and accepted into heaven. But an old man who is about to die, if they come to Jesus and confess their sins and truly believe and accept him, God will accept that person as well. God does not look at them and say, oh, they don't have enough time to do good things. They don't have enough time to earn my favor. They don't have enough time to live life for me, so I won't accept them. No, God does not say that. Instead, God accepts all who come to him in faith, repent of their sins, and follow him with whatever life they have left. And so it's encouraging to me that God does not judge as we humans often judge and as we think. God's perspective and God's ideas are different. And so then we come to the last thing, the idea that the last shall be first and the first shall be last. I think part of this has to deal with our human expectations and ideas that oftentimes we have different concepts and ideas of what is important. And so people who are considered very important here on earth, they may or may not be important in heaven. Someone who we on earth look at and we say, oh, that is a great person. God is going to do great things for them. God may look at different things. And so the person who doesn't seem like they have done a lot for God, God may see something that we don't see. But either way, when he says the last shall be first and the first shall be last, we need to stop being so self-centered. So focused on ourselves and saying, give me, give me, give me. And instead, be focused on God. God is our reward, and he will reward us in heaven for what we have done for him. Now, this story talks all about they get the same thing. And to me, I kind of connect that with eternal life. We all are accepted into heaven. There are many other stories, though, that tell a different perspective, where the people who have been faithful and have done great things and have accomplished a lot are rewarded a lot. And those who have not been faithful, those who have not done anything, they aren't rewarded. And so I think there are multiple levels that we can look at. And so I don't think we can say, oh, well, God's going to reward us all the same, so I don't have to do anything. We definitely cannot say that. Instead, we need to be faithful to God, give everything we have to Him, follow Him, obey Him, and then trust Him with the rewards. Not look at other people and say, oh, I deserve as much as them or more than them, or it's not fair that God bless them with this. We need to be content with what we have and with what God gives us, knowing that He is good, He is kind, and He is fair, even if we don't understand it. And so, my challenge to you today is stop looking at other people. Stop caring about what others have. Be content with what God has given you. Be faithful in serving Him. Be faithful in following Him. And trust Him to give a fair reward in its due time. Lord God, help us not be jealous of others. Help us not look at others and say, oh, I deserve as much or more than they do. Help us instead be content with the gifts and the things that you give us. Help us accept things from your hand with gratitude, not envying, not being jealous of what others have, but being grateful to be part of your family and your kingdom. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.